99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Feel good. We do these every single hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University.
This is interesting. We don't get this every day. We get an update that we're going to put in the feel-good category that stemmed from a setting the bar story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Take me there.
Okay.
Take me there.
Remember the one time we told you about this 5-year-old Utah boy who took his parents' SUV and said, I'm driving to California. I'm going to buy me a Lambo.
Yes.
He had $3 in his pocket. Got pulled over by police.
Yeah.
That was the setting of the bar part.
Okay.
So now... little 5-year-old pint-sized speed demon Adrian.
All right, bring it around.
That story caught the attention of a neighbor who offered a ride in his own Lambo.
Hang on, he lives in a neighborhood where the neighbor has a Lamborghini?
Apparently, which I guess would make sense then, and given this kid the idea that he needs one.
Maybe.
You know, maybe he fell in love with the neighbor's Lambo and said, I gotta get me one of those. So Jeremy said, you know, he had the courage to just go after what he wanted. He didn't have the skill set, let alone the size, to drive a vehicle, but he figured it out. Maybe he's getting punished, maybe he's grounded, but maybe he's got some chores to do at the same time, though. I thought it'd be really cool to say your dreams aren't as far away as you think they are.
Wow.
There's photos.
So
he is grinning from ear to ear, hanging out in the passenger seat of that Lambo.
So he gave him a little ride in his Lamborghini?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Isn't that great?
It's good stuff.
I mean, that's you don't get that often. A feel-good follow-up from a setting
from
the bar.
Setting the bar story.
It doesn't always, those dots don't always get connected.
Those, never.
We're doing it today, though. The 5-year-old Lambo lover.
All right.
He's getting to live his best life.
Good for him.
Yes. There you go. That's a feel-good. I'm putting that in the feel-good category.
Let's do that.
Yeah. We ran the story earlier this morning in the setting the bar category. Uh-huh. And now,
it's good that
here we are
that
in the
feel-good
lane.
That's right. That's
we're
good
driving
that we
in
have
the feel-good lane now.
That sort of follow-up to this. All right, there you go. Feel good.
Yeah.